making a difference in the greater Boston music scene. And from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world with the very best in gospel music, you're listening to the Sunday, October the 13th, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we're featuring part two of an ongoing theme featuring the music of the great Fred Hammond, his family, and his friends. And you just heard Fred with Lord of the Harvest. And here he is right back and Take Me to the Water here on Sounds of Praise. 7:18 here on Sounds of Praise. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown. We bring you part two of an ongoing series featuring the music of Fred Hammond, his family, and his friends. And on this last set, we heard Rachel Lampau with Blessed, Fred with Lord of the Harvest, and Take Me to the Water. And then he teamed up with Bishop Marvin Winans with Lord, We Need Your Love. And we just conclude the set with Pam Kenyon Donald and I Anoint Myself. Okay, we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer, but it's still not too late to get in your prayer requests or your praise report. The number to call 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And let's get right into our When You Pray, United Prayer and Praise segment of the ministry with the United Tenors. And Fred, come on. Let's pray.
Where you should be, and I get you down. He's always around, my brother. Yeah.
And it's 7:31. That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to call on the name of the Lord. We have a number of prayer requests. We're praying for D and P, who are both looking for God's touch on their bodies. D and P. We're praying for Michelle in Medford. Michelle in Medford says she's having problems since she stopped smoking about gaining weight. We're praying that God's going to minister in that situation as well. She's also looking for the ability to get back into church. Michelle of Medford, she might continue to stop smoking and continue to lose weight and get back to her normal size, and also looking to be able to get back into church. We're praying for the deliverance of the things that are going on in Syria and Turkey and among the Kurds. There's a potential genocide that might take place, and we're praying that God, in His mercy and His love, will intercede in the potential genocide of the Kurds in Turkey. There also was a shooting at an illegal gambling den in New York. It seems like this is a everyday situation. Schools and churches and gambling places and on the streets and in malls. But anyway, we're looking for God to intercede. He's the only one who can provide the deliverance. If there was any need for us to begin to pray regularly for ourselves, our children, our family members, as we go to work, as they go to school, wherever they may go, we're asking for the blessings of God upon them, protecting them from dangers, both seen and unseen. And then there are fires that are taking place in California. Homes are being destroyed. Property is being destroyed. I haven't heard of any lives lost as yet, because of the advance warning, but we're praying that God's going to minister in those situations as well and provide His deliverance. People in the Bahamas and in Puerto Rico from 2 years ago are still seeking to be able to recover. There are many other areas, you know, so many things take place, you lose track. But we're praying that God's going to minister in each and every situation where it seems like things have been getting out of control, but yet we know that He is in control of all things, and He does all things well. So we're trusting Him to work in those situations. And we're also talking about shootings. There was a shooting earlier in last week in a church in New Hampshire, and it seems like there was another one yesterday. There was a wedding taking place and a funeral take place after that. A minister got shot in the middle of the week, along about Wednesday, shot and killed. And the bishop of the church was shot yesterday and was in serious condition. So we're praying that God's going to minister in that situation as well. Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach Your throne this morning with confidence. Seems like everything is falling apart and everything is going awry, but You predicted in Your word that these things would come near the end of the church age. And so therefore, what we're seeing is the beginning of that which You had promised would take place because of the sin that's in the world. We pray, O Lord, You administer powerfully, Lord, in the lives of Your people. Protect us as we go here and there, as we go about to do the things You've called us to do. May the blood of Jesus cover us, protect us, and may the Holy Spirit minister in us and through us. And may great and mighty things take place even in this time of chaos, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And we're praying, Lord, for D and P, looking for God, for Your touch upon their bodies. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bring Your servant before You right now. Touch them from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. Minister powerfully in their behalf, Lord. Provide that which You alone can provide, what doctors and medicine and science can accomplish. We pray, O God, that You, our great physician, through the stripes of Jesus, might provide the healing that is needed in each of these lives according to Your perfect will. And may they call You blessed, and may their lives be a blessing in Your sight and among others, as they point others to the reality of Your presence working in their lives, and may they testify that You are able and willing to work in the lives of all those who present themselves as living sacrifices unto You. And we thank You for what's going to be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. praying for Michelle of Medford, Lord, that you would touch her body. She answered prayer as far as smoking is concerned. But now there's a weight problem, gaining weight. But we pray that you would strengthen her. You're the ones who were able to take away the power of tobacco from her life. We pray, oh Lord, that you will also take away overeating. And may she also be able to find the ability to get to church on a consistent basis in the days which are ahead. Is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for the potential genocide of the Kurds in Turkey, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray you would provide the healing, the deliverance, the protection, the anointing, the power of your presence at work within the lives of these individuals and families that have been shaken by this situation. May they find the peace and stability that you alone can provide as you work in their behalf as only you can to resolve problems that go beyond the ability of humans to come to solutions. We know that you are the God of every solution, and we thank you in advance for all that's going to be accomplished to the glory and to the praise of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Is our prayer in his name and for your praise and for your glory. Amen. And for that shooting at the gambling parlor in New York, and also for the shootings that took place in New Hampshire, Father, right now we pray you administer in these lives. Father, accomplish great and mighty things on behalf of these your people, those who outside of your saving grace and your keeping power, may they recognize that there is a higher power, and that what medicine and science and the doctors and the police and various other agencies can accomplish, we know that you're able to accomplish, and you're able to do great and mighty things in the lives of those who place their faith and trust and confidence in you. And so your name is going to be uplifted even through these terrible and tragic situations. And may many be blessed and won into the kingdom, is our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Oh, there was also a collapse of a building, I believe, in New Orleans. And at least one person was hurt, two were missing. And we're praying that you would minister in that situation as well as in the fires in California. We pray, oh Lord, that you, who knows all things and does all things well, that you would work powerfully in this situation. And may many call you blessed because of the fact that they were delivered from tragic situations. And may they in turn point others to the reality of the saving grace and the keeping power of our resurrected Christ. And may your name be uplifted and glorified and praised as never before, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It's 7:39 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. And this is the Sunday, October the 13th, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And we're featuring part two of an ongoing theme, the music of Fred Hammond, his family, and his friends. And I want to inform you, if you aren't aware already, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on the off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can mail it in to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V is in Vernon, B is in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And as soon as we get your information, we'll begin praying for you immediately. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians out there and our audience can also lift up your prayer requests or your praise report before God's throne. Okie dokie, here we go. Here's Fred Hammond and the song, one of the songs that started our series of 4 or 5 weeks ago, You Bless Me Over and Over, here on Sounds of Praise.
trust in you.
Yeah, Fred Hammond here on Sounds of Praise, and Lord, you keep on blessing me so that those of you out there might see the blessings that he's bestowing upon his faithful servants, and you might come to receive your share of his blessings as well. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, Israel Houghton, come as you are to the blessings of Almighty God.
Come as you are, and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are, I know you're hurting, but when you call upon his name and
yes, in the background, we have Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton there inviting you to come to to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Come as you are. You don't have to do anything but come and want to receive the salvation that Jesus Christ alone can provide. If you will come, God will do his part. And I'd like to lead you in prayer. And if you mean what these words are saying, God will bring about his salvation gift in your life this very day. Won't you pray this prayer? Father, I've heard the call to salvation on a number of times here on Sounds of Praise. But I've never yielded myself to you and to your control. But today, I sense in my spirit there is a need for me to yield myself to you, to surrender all that there is to you and ask you to minister mightily in my behalf in the lives of individuals who are yielding themselves to you and to your great salvation gift. Forgive me of all my sin. Cleanse me from all my unrighteousness. And by your word and through the Holy Spirit, make me the person you called and ordained me to be. Here's my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, if say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, I want to know about it because I got some material I want to send to you. Free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. Yeah, we pray that you have come to the Lord. If you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it, or God will do it. And when you do that, I want to know about it, because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who've given their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. Receive by calling me while I'm on the air. I'll be here for 8 or 9 more minutes. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. Or you can call, well, no, you can't call, well, you can call our off-air number with nobody there, but you can leave a message at 781-648-5158. And as soon as we get your information, we'll start praying for you immediately. And then we'll send you that material, help you to know what to do now that you've given your life to Jesus Christ. 7:53 is the Sounds of Praise time, and it's time to put the wraps on this edition of the Sounds of Praise ministry. Hopefully you enjoyed it. We enjoyed bringing it to you. Next week, Lord willing, we're going to bring you part two of our ongoing theme, He Keeps On Blessing Me Over and Over and Over and Over and Over and Over. No limit to the blessings of God. The more you need, the more God is able to provide. Luther Bonds, the Redbud Gospel Choir, going out here on Sounds of Praise. Time for me to pack the bag and move out. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there.
Every day of my life, I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way, and He does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all.
Keep on blessing me over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
You keep on blessing me over and over again.
Talking about the Lord now.
You keep on.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
You woke me up this morning, started me on my way. You gave me strength to make it, to make it through another day. You gave me eyes to see. You gave me a tongue to talk. I want to thank you, Jesus, for giving me the legs to walk. Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
You keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
You keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
your hands. If you know you've been blessed,